Two teens were shot and killed last night.
There is an ongoing criminal investigation of what he's been doing.
In the meantime, a fight over an order at a Manhattan McDonald's leads to complete chaos.
The shooting happening just about 24 hours ago. The murder victim, only 18 years old.
Tired of hearing all the bad news? So are we. That's why Lynchburg's morning show is taking time to focus on the positive.
Our weekly segment called Rising Stars highlights area young people who are inventing, creating, and achieving. Each week, you'll hear from kids who are making a difference and who will make you feel good about the future.
And Rising Stars is brought to you by Gentry Lock Attorneys with offices in Lynchburg and Roanoke. Their attorneys and staff are committed to serving the needs of clients and the communities in which they live. That's why Gentry Lock is so pleased to sponsor the Rising Stars segment, because we will get the future we work for. And you can find out more at gentrylock.com. That's GentryLocke.com. And before we introduce our Rising Star, I have some special music that accompanies the segment. That is Alexander Shen, winner of the Lynchburg Symphony Youth Orchestra Concerto Competition for 2018, and he is playing their Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3. Brian, let's hear a little more of it. Now, this is Alexander's audition, which won him the concerto competition. Alexander Shen, welcome to the program.
Hello.
You're a junior at E.C. Glass High School, and you play numerous instruments.
Yes.
Is the piano the one that it's your favorite? It's the one you're best at? I mean, tell us about, when did you start playing the piano?
I started playing when I was five, mm-hmm. and I play it the most often, although generally I play lots of viola for my school, as well as piano and jazz band.
And I see your Facebook page had a picture of you playing a guitar as well?
Yes, although not as frequently. It's more for fun.
Okay. Tell us about, that's not just somebody who kind of tinkers at the piano. You must practice an awful lot. How often do you practice?
So I practice 7 days a week, although it's in varying amounts. I would say that usually it's around an hour-ish. It depends. More recently, I've practiced much more.
Yeah, because you have a big concert. We heard the audition of Alexander, and he goes by Zan, by the way, so we'll call you Zan, Zan Shen. That was your audition, and then you had to, an audition tape, and then you had to do a live audition before judges. And then you won, and so it means you'll be performing with the Lynchburg Symphony Youth Orchestra on Sunday afternoon, weather permitting. They do have a snow day, just in case, but weather permitting at Heritage United Methodist Church. So walk us through this whole audition process, because this is the big deal, the concerto competition every year, and you have numerous musicians auditioning and competing to be the winner, and then to have that role and to be able to show off their accomplishments at the concert. So walk us through this audition. When you're there before the judges, do you get nervous?
Very much so. It was surprisingly, it wasn't quite as bad as I'm used to, since of the judges who were there, one of them I already happened to have known. It was my music director from my high school. But it's pretty nerve-wracking. It's helped that I've gotten to perform a lot more recently. And so when I was actually auditioning, it was more fun than it was nerve-wracking.
You get kind of the adrenaline going and you get excited about it?
Yeah, it's... My hands get a little chilly and sweaty.
That can't be good for playing the piano.
Oh, no.
Your hands are slipping off the keys. So you have the excitement going, and during an audition, the judges they can't see you. Is that right?
During the first one, that was a recording.
Mm-hmm.
So that one, in theory, I could have done as many takes as I really needed to.
Right.
Although when I auditioned again in December, when it was a live audition, that was, they could most definitely see me that time.
They can. They're
yes.
Watching you. I guess I was thinking in some auditions, the judges cannot see, right? They're not, if they're for seating and things like that. Like, you've been through those kinds of auditions too, where it's just kind of a blind audition. They're just listening. But in this case, they're watching you. And so I guess a lot of it, are you a, as far as very expressive when you're playing? And are you leaning into the piano and coming back and that kind of thing? Are you fun to watch?
I'd like to think so. It depends on the kind of music. Some of the music, it's more fun and I won't be leaning in. But mm-hmm. for some of the more the romantic music, or in this case, what I'm playing is, it's much more expressive and it's yes.
Tell us about this piece, Beethoven's Piano Concerto Number 3.
So it's the Rondo movement. It's the last one. So it has an often recurring theme. That's the first one, and it was much different than a lot of these I'm used to playing. A lot of the techniques, especially the fast part at the end, they're very physically taxing on my wrists oftentimes. Though it's really fun. It's interesting being able to play. When I get to play with the whole orchestra, it feels much more realistic than when I'm practicing by myself at home. And so it's...
That has to be exciting to be playing with the entire youth orchestra. Give us your reaction when you found out that you had won the concerto competition.
I was in the middle of a calculus quiz, actually, though, when I got in, because I'd been emailed. It took me a second. it took me a second to realize, but it was.
I mean, that.
It was super exciting.
Yeah, that's great. Congratulations. And again, you're going to be playing on Sunday, March 11th, weather permitting. There is a snow date of March 25th. So do you think, and it'll be at Heritage United Methodist Church, and you are playing, you know, in front of your friends and family and hundreds of other people, no pressure, but do you think you'll be nervous?
I think that it'll be at first, but it just, once I get to play, then it'll wear off. It'll just be the music, as long as I don't have to consider, oh, what if I mess up? It's more, oh, how good can I sound while playing and how much fun can I have?
Yeah. Do you have it memorized by this point?
Oh yeah. We had to have it memorized for audition in December. I've been practicing it for close to 10 or 11 months now, and I've had it memorized for a good chunk of time now.
I see here it's 11, at least what I have in front of me of your audition is 11 minutes and 15 seconds, so that's about how long it is. 11 minutes and 15 seconds worth of music memorized. That's pretty good, Brian, isn't it?
A lot better than I would ever be able to do, that's for sure. You can barely memorize the alphabet.
What else do you like to do, Zan?
So, I'm very big on this procrastination. I really love math, but in the time when I'm not doing math, I spend a good chunk of time just playing games. I like to play lots of the retro games that are from like the 80s and the 90s, because they're very nonchalant in comparison, and so it's a good way to relax after playing lots of piano.
Oh, cool.
Which can be a little stressful.
So what kind of games? Let's see, Brian.
Are you playing like Zelda or stuff like that?
I have. I prefer the original Super Mario Bros. Games.
Oh, okay. The console stuff, really?
Mm-hmm. Although I have any of the old consoles.
See, now you've lost. You guys can talk about video games all day.
The worst thing is, I was playing Super Mario when it first came out with a really old Nintendo, you know.
Oh, yeah. And now it's retro.
And I was in high school, yeah. So that's where we are. Thank you so much.
So what
great
do you,
games, though.
What do you hope to be doing in the future? Do you want to be a professional musician, or is that an occupation, just an avocation? Where do you plan to take your musical ability?
I think in more of a serious hobby, it's definitely, it's something where if I were to go into it, it had to be where I'd have to spend, you know, the people who the practice 7-8 hours a day, and it's definitely something that I don't know how I would live without, but I don't see how I would want to consider doing as a life career. I prefer things that are more in math, but it's definitely something that I would plan to do when I went to college and afterwards, because it's so much fun.
What do you? What are your plans as far as for college? Are you starting to think about colleges?
I am. I haven't toured in it yet. But
spring
yes,
break.
I,
that's what spring break is for. That's right. That's exciting. And Mom, Karen, weigh in on. You must be. Zan, slide the mic over to her. You must be very proud. Is he? Because you know, it's to have the little young musician as a kid, just, you know, pounding on the piano, versus now, years later, being able to play in award-winning fashion, you know, Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3. You must be very proud.
Very proud of him. He started tinkling with the piano when he was just one or two. As soon as he could pull up on it, he started playing on it and singing along with himself, which is really adorable. Yeah, he's been.
Is he a good singer too?
Do you have any video of that we can put on our Facebook page?
Is he fun to watch play the piano?
I think he's fun to watch, but that's also because I'm his mom, yeah. And I'm standing there thinking, "Oh, a little boy, look at him go!" It's been really interesting to watch how he's changed over the years. How his hands have gotten so much bigger, and now he can spread and reach across more octaves. And he's very expressive when he plays. He's got a lot of good. Emotional sensitivity when he plays, and that's been really nice to see develop. It's been wonderful to watch the different teachers he's had over the years who are also really proud of him, starting with, he started out with Randolph-Macon Women's College students who taught him, and now he learns from Naomi Amos, and all of his teachers sort of are standing in line, really proud of him as well.
I was going to ask Zen to give a shout out to all the people who have helped along the way, because where's Naomi?
Naomi Amos, she teaches at Lynchburg College,
okay,
but
okay.
She also has a lot of private students,
yes.
Through James River Day School. Before that, Carol Goldman was his teacher, and then he had a number of Randolph-Macon Women's College students, including Yili Tung and Erin, what was her last name? I'm spacing out on her last name at the moment, I'm sorry. But it's all in the program. We made sure to acknowledge all of them.
Yeah. So, and Zan, do you think you would ever like to teach? Do you ever want to teach any up-and-coming pianists?
I've certainly would like to try. I've had a couple of my friends who have just kind of asked me to teach them a little bit of music, although having to teach them seriously, I feel like I would skip all the basics and go to all the music that's fun to play, and then they wouldn't know how to do anything.
But well, and you mentioned you play the viola as well, and you're quite an accomplished viola player. And which do you prefer? Which do you just enjoy playing more?
Definitely piano.
Definitely piano. Yeah.
Although I really do enjoy all the people I get to. The meet and all the programs to do through my school for playing viola as well.
There's lots of opportunities, you know, to play in the different orchestras in the schools in the region, and we should, you know, of course, mention the Habitsreuthers, Mr. Habitsreuther with the Lynchburg Symphony Youth Orchestra, who will be conducting the concert, and the concert itself is a pops concert, at least the first half of it on Sunday, with Vivaldi rocks, a James Bond medley, Star Wars, and The Lord of the Rings, and then the second part of it is, it's all about Zan, and it's Alexander Shen. It's Zan performing Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3 with the Lynchburg Symphony Youth Orchestra. So we just are you allowed to say good luck, or is that not bad luck like in theater, is it? It's
oh,
like
no.
A bad omen. Okay, well, we just wish you all the success and have a great performance on Sunday, and if it's not Sunday, then it'll be the 25th of March. That is the snow date. At this point, do you just kind of hope you can get it over with, be done with it, or would you like that extra 2 weeks to practice?
Oh, I at this point, it's 2 weeks. I want to play it. You know?
Yes, yes. I think you've already said when you think about playing it, you get excited as opposed to nervous, or yeah.
It's a mixture of excitedness and anxiety. The anxiety is not. It's not bad. It helps to spur how well I want to play it, okay. But it's mostly excitement, yes.
So tickets to the concert, if you want to hear Alexander perform, have to be bought in advance. And the concert's going on Sunday at 3 at Heritage United Methodist Church. And you can get your tickets in advance through LynchburgTickets.com or Givens Books or Lynchburg Music Center. And in case it is postponed a couple of weeks, you can check the website. A good website would be, say, LynchburgYouthOrchestra.com or the Facebook page, and they will keep people updated on whether it's going on as scheduled on the 11th or postponed to March 25th. But in either event, Zan will be performing, and we just wish you all the success in the world. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right, so, hey, Brian, before you take us out, I'm going to thank Gentry Lock Attorneys, but underneath we're going to be playing Zan and the piano, Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3. All right, we want to thank Gentry Lock Attorneys. This ought to be their permanent music whenever we thank Gentry Lock Attorneys for sponsoring this segment of the program. Their attorneys and staff are committed to serving the needs of clients and the communities in which they live. That's why Gentry Lock is so pleased to sponsor the Rising Stars segment with the special music, because we get the future we work for. And you can find out more at gentrylock.com. That's GENTRYLOCKE.com.